delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And, of course, that is the name of Jesus. Fred, how you doing? Happy Wednesday. Here we are, the middle of the week. It is, of course, June the 10th, 2015. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll. Mark Burns is being super busy. I mean, it is, it's tough to be Mark Burns some days. He's the president of CEO of this organization and does a mighty fine job and just working ahead, doing some projects and of course preparing for this Saturday, which we'll give you more details about here in just a little bit. But, yeah, the other week he asked me, hey, would you mind filling in for the week? And I said, oh yeah, I am there. So it is so good to be behind the microphone with you all this week. And yeah, started out at this radio ministry about 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, as a volunteer, and just so neat to see how God has really used the relationship between me and Mark and the radio ministry here over the past 5 years. It is such a blessing, seriously, to be here with you each and every opportunity I get. Amen. I love it. I love it. Hey, part of the mission here at Great News Radio is to introduce people to Christ and invite them to receive him as their personal savior. You know, in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, it says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And I believe here at Great News Radio that God has sent us to preach and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And if that's something, if that you believe in that today, friend, would you consider being part of the 2020 challenge? Can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months as we head into our 20th year of broadcasting? If that's you today and you'd like to join in the 2020 challenge, you can visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the 2020 challenge banner, and you can sign up from there, or you can just send in your gift to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can just give us a call and give a gift over the phone, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, a quick reminder for you coming up on Saturday, the Ivan Parker concert. Still stoked about this. We're pretty excited about it. Ivan Parker along with the Singing Men in concert Saturday night, 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Concert begins at 7. You don't need a ticket to get in. Just show up. And when the love offering comes by, we do ask that you give a suggested gift of $10. It's going to be open seating, which means first come, first served. And there's a limited amount of space due to just the fire marshal order and such. But do get there early if you want to have some great seating. But if you want a true experience on Saturday night, do sign up to be part of the Artist Circle seating and a meet and greet experience with Ivan Parker. That's a suggested gift of $25. Now, if you want that experience, you must call us so we can reserve your seating for you. Our number, once again, is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. That's a suggested gift of $25. Going to be a great night of worship and fellowship. We're preparing and putting on the final touches as we speak. So come on out, join us. Going to be a great night that you'll remember for a long time. For more details on that, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, our study for today comes from a couple of different passages. Matthew chapter 16 will probably be the main focus of our study today as we talk about how we are a crucified people. Yeah, that's coming up right after this on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
My heart, I want to see you.
Ever wished you could erase your identity and just start all over? You know, when a computer's history is full of secret sites and destructive documents, you can always hit erase, restore the computer, or just get a new one. But what about when our very hearts and minds are so filled with the virus of sin? You know, the gospel provides an answer because the good news of Jesus Christ provides us a new identity. Amen. Who are we as God's people? Well, we are crucified with Christ. We're a crucified church. We are called to deny ourselves, die to certain desires, and suffer for doing good according to God's will. As we are crucified to ourselves and our sinful desires, we showcase the glory of God to a watching world. So if you have your Bible today, I encourage you to turn to Matthew chapter 16. And today we're going to talk about how we are a crucified people. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 28 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for a person to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming to his kingdom. You know, according to church tradition, all the apostles except John died a martyr's death. Peter was crucified upside down. Andrew, Bartholomew, and Philip, they were crucified. Thomas was burned alive. Matthew and Paul, they were beheaded. And James, the Lord's brother, cast down from the temple and was beaten. Now, this is all, again, according to church tradition. You won't find any of this in the Bible, so to speak, but according to historical church documents, this is what it points to. You know, though many of us may not face the brutality inflicted upon our ancestors in the faith, but we all face the same call from Christ to lay down our lives. I know this is not a popular study today. I know some will do so physically, but all will do so spiritually. See, as we see in the words of Jesus, we are called to take up a cross and deny ourselves. What does it mean to take up our cross? You know, the cross is more than just a fashion statement or just a jewelry piece. It represents death. So Jesus is telling us to take up an instrument of death. We're supposed to die daily. You know, the culture that we live in tells us to just do it or do what feels right, right? But that's not the message of our Lord. His message is a much harder call. He tells us to not do what feels right. He tells us to deny yourself. This is not a message that's popular. I understand that. I know. But it's not a message that tickles our ears or pleases the lukewarm, but it doesn't exactly appeal to the masses. Let's just say that. But it is the message of the King. The Christian life is a life of self-denial. It is a life of death. We are called to so cherish and treasure the glory of Jesus Christ that the pleasures of this world pale in comparison. After calling his people to deny themselves, Christ gave another exhortation. He says, "Follow me." See, those two simple words can have a drastically different connotation depending on the context. See, for the person trailing the tour guide through the old city of Jerusalem or the African savanna, the words carry a sense of adventure and awe. But what if the person speaking those words is bloodied and beaten and carrying his own cross? When Christ calls us to pick up our cross, he is calling us to a death. A person carrying their cross was a dead man walking. To carry your cross was to die. And that is the call of Christ. For some, the death that we are called to die for Christ is physical. Thousands upon thousands of our brothers and sisters around the world and throughout time have walked this road with Christ. Still, as the gospel compels us to follow Christ, it charges us to die to our preferences and pleasures and live to please God. It beckons us to mortify our pride and consider others more highly than ourselves. It demands that we lay down our rights. It demands that we lay down our privileges and serve our neighbors. It exhorts us to crucify our resentment, our bitterness, our hatred, and instead to love our enemies and pray for them. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 tells us, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they will not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God." Believers are called to follow Christ in radical commitment to cease following sin and instead to be ruled, not by sin, but ruled by the will of God. Because sin has been defeated, praise the Lord, we have been released from its grip and rule in our lives, we are no longer to chase after it, but instead to run hard after Jesus Christ. I mean, that was the narrative of the great Exodus event of the Old Testament, seeing the Israelites freed from Egyptian slavery. Modern readers of the text are shocked that Israel would long to return to it. Having witnessed God's power and experienced his provision, how could they grumble and groan and mumble and moan during their wilderness wanderings? Remember that in the book of Exodus, where they were in the wilderness following Moses, and they wanted to go back to slavery. Why? But friend, are we really that different? Don't we all at times find ourselves like a dog returning to its vomit? As we look back at the wasteland of our past and long for those passing pleasures, the call to crucify our passions and depraved desires is a call to stop drinking from tainted wells. Imagine this. Imagine living in a small cabin in the midst of a majestic mountain. Picture this. Having no access to electricity or utilities, you have to draw water each morning. Therefore, each day you wake up and head out to the porch in the cool, crisp morning. And as you grab your bucket, you look to the right and see the most beautiful and crystal clear mountain stream you can even imagine. You step off the porch, but instead of heading to the stream, you walk in the opposite direction. Having walked a short while, you stop at a hole that you dug months before to collect water. And in the time since, the water has become stagnant and filled with mud. It is infested with mosquitoes and the droppings of animals having passed by. You plunge your bucket below the surface, and the rancid smell nearly overcomes you. Having drawn enough water for your morning rituals, you head back to the cabin and close the door behind you. See, friend, that is the image of our sin, forsaking the fountain. We foolishly content with filth. When God calls us to deny ourselves, he's calling us to pursue a greater and more lasting joy. He's calling us to drink of better water. Water to where once we drink it, we will never ever thirst again. God is opposed to our thirst for polluted waters that are unsatisfying and even lethal. Friend, God is opposed to sin because sin is opposed to the ultimate joy and pleasure found only in his presence. When the Spirit grants us new hearts and minds in response to the gospel, we are suddenly enabled to hear sin's lies for what they really are. Our spiritual taste buds have changed such that we have new loves and we now find sin disgusting. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Friend, we are a crucified people. In the death of Christ, we have died to our past in order to live for our King. We have been united in his suffering and death and given a new identity, a new hope, and a new purpose. Therefore, we gladly deny ourselves and follow Christ, trusting fully that he will lead us to green pastures and still waters. Desire in my heart to worship. Yes, what a beautiful song. Right here on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, Joey Kroll with you. In fact, I'd love to hear from you if you have maybe a song request, you got a question, comment, or maybe even a prayer request. I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, join me again for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, 8:32 for great Indiana listeners. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.